This radio show, the 2018 nominee NACAMA, the National Academy Christian Acapella Music Award. This radio show is being broadcast from the great state of North Carolina. This is Stevie B, and I'm the Blaster Master of Acapella Gospel Music. And according to Yvonne, the General Connor from Dayton, Ohio, she says Stevie B is the hardest working Christian DJ in the world today, bless her heart. But you can't be the Blaster Master if you're not dropping any bombs from your radio show. I said boom, boom. Just taking off, and I got my wingman, Edward Bishop. He's out of Niagara Falls, New York. How you doing, my brother? Good morning.
Boom, boom.
Hey, this has a little different feel to it this morning, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, this is awfully early.
Yeah, not only is it early, but it's Sunday morning. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first time we have done a Sunday morning show, so this is a little different for us. Yeah, got you up early this morning, huh?
Early on Sunday morning.
Yes, well, we got something going on here, ladies and gentlemen, on the broadcast. At the top of the hour, now I don't know if I'm going to be able to pull this off or not, but I'm going to try to incorporate a interview that I'm scheduled to have this morning with Anthony Blunt from the radio station 94.7 FM 1510 AM on the tune in call letters WWBC in Rockledge, Florida. Now I'm scheduled to do an interview on his radio show at 8 PM this morning. So in case I'm not able to interact my live show with his at the top of 8 o'clock, I'm going to go off the air at 8 if I can't do it. But now if I can do it, I'll find out here in about 20 minutes if we'll be able to do that or not. So, but if I'm able to do that, then I'll just continue on with my show as we do the interview with him on his show. So this will be the first time we're doing. That's why I'm up early this morning on Sunday morning doing a live show, because this is not something that me and my wingman, Edward Bishop, we're normally on the air on Friday night and not on Sunday morning. So this has a little different feel to us on this Sunday morning. We're going to try to pull it off this morning. All right, wingman?
Sounds good to me.
Now, when you drop the bombs on the broadcast tonight, let's try to keep the bombs a little low. I don't know if we're supposed to be dropping bombs on Sunday morning tonight. I don't know.
You know, all things must be done decently and in order, Steve. So.
Yeah. It just feels kind of weird to me this morning. You know, it just doesn't have the same kind of feel that it does on a Friday night. You know.
So what we're gonna do is we're gonna decently drop these bombs.
Well, let's just try to. I don't know how we're gonna drop the bombs.
Some people need to wake up because
maybe by dropping the bombs on this early on Sunday morning, we get them out of bed, huh?
Exactly.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we got going on. Thank you for riding with me this Sunday morning, wingman. That's Edward Bishop out of Niagara Falls, New York. We're gonna have a great show this Sunday morning. All right, let's make it happen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, normally I would say at this point we're taking back Friday night for the Lord, but we're not taking back Friday night for the Lord because this is a Sunday morning show. This is the first Sunday morning show we've done, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to try to pull it off this morning. So just hang in there with us and let's see what happens. So I don't know if I'm going to continue this show past an hour or we're going to go 2 hours. I don't even know, depending on if I can interconnect my show with the WWBC FM 94.7 FM show this morning. If we can pull that off, then I think we'll have a good show because you'll be able to get to hear the interview that I do with my dear brother Anthony Blunt on my show as well as his show. So we're going to try to pull it off this morning. So this Sunday morning, on a Sunday morning, I'm just not used to doing this on a Sunday morning. So it has a different kind of feel for me, but we're going to try to pull it off. Ladies and gentlemen, some things will never change. And what will never change is that we're playing the world's greatest a cappella gospel music artist on this radio show. I'm playing some of the world's, some of the world's greatest a cappella gospel music artists, from such artists as Straight Company, Dorian Paul, Committed A Cappella Choir. See, I'm getting out, I'm just not feeling right this morning, but we're going to try to pull it off because some things never change. The music is outstanding and we just love the music. And we want to, you can give me a call to this morning's show. Yeah, you can still give me a call to the show because I'm live, ladies and gentlemen. Give me a call at 713-955-0508. And to the fifth caller to the show this morning, I got some free CDs that I want to give away from some of the artists that I'm playing on this radio show. And that's one of the elements of the show that will never change. So you can still ride with us on the blast on this Sunday morning. Get you going, get your spirits lifted, get you ready to go to morning Bible study, morning services on this morning, and just get your mind right, because that's what this show is all about. We're just trying to get you focused on the Lord and get ready to praise the Lord on this Sunday morning. We're still going to be able to do that on this Sunday morning. And also, at the bottom of the hour, I'll be playing my song of the week. And what I'm going to do with my song of the week now, my song of the week that I played on last Friday night was by Called by God Acapella Ensemble out of Nashville, Tennessee. They have a new single that they just released, and I'm going to use that single as my song of the week for this morning show as well, because I played it this past Friday night. But that's the new release, and we're going to use that song. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. And I also got my Funny Bones, because laughter is good for the soul. I love the comedians. And I also got some shout-outs for some folk I've been running into here on social media and also here in my local area right outside of Fort Bragg, North Carolina, meeting some good people every day who just love a cappella gospel music. So I want to give them a shout-out. Just show them some love and just let them know how much I really do appreciate their love and support. Also, we got on the featured on the broadcast, we got the monthly triple spin, and I'll be featuring an artist that I've been playing. And actually, this is March the 31st, ladies and gentlemen. So I'll be playing the last monthly triple spin for the month of March. I've been featuring my brother Erlander Mookie Tisdale on the show for the entire month of March, and this is the last day of the month of March that we get to hear the monthly triple spin featuring Lander Tisdale. And also, Lander is scheduled to be on my show this coming Friday night. So looking forward to an interview with my dear brother out of Huntsville, Alabama. All right. We might even have a live spot on the show this morning. We'll see, depending on what my time restraints are. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So you got Stevie B loose in the booth. And I also got my wingman, Edward Bishop. He's riding with us on the blast tonight out of Niagara Falls, New York. So we're going to have a great show tonight. Enjoy the ride, ladies and gentlemen, on the blast on this Sunday morning. We got a Sunday morning show going on.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Kicking off the show, we got a double play from One Hope in Christ out of Louisville, Kentucky, from their 2018 album, Make a Way. That's the title track of that song. No, Make a Way. Yeah, that's the title track, Make a Way. But I want to play that song, Amazing, from that album by One Hope in Christ. We did an album debut for that album here on The Blast, episode 72. I also did a recorded version of that particular live show here on Blog Talk Radio. That's my recorded version 7. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as I go through the show tonight, I'm going to be calling out these episodes where you can hear these on-demand episodes through my affiliate internet stations. You can go to iHeartRadio, Spotify, or Apple iTunes, and also go to pull up my recorded versions. And they, if you haven't had a chance to hear those, the sound quality is excellent. You really will enjoy it. It's in beta high fidelity, so you really will enjoy what you're hearing from Stevie B's Media Production recorded version. Now, this group, One Hope in Christ, were the 2018 Nakama, the new artist of the year. This single, Amazing, is what I want to play from them. That'll be followed by the most city singers you're going to find. I really love this album. It's from their 2010 album, Sanctuary. They're out of Missouri City, Texas. Enjoy my double play kicking off the show this Sunday morning, ladies and gentlemen, on The Blast. It's the first time we ever did a Sunday show. Let's have some fun on this Sunday morning. One Hope in Christ and the Most City Singers. Enjoy the ride, ladies and gentlemen, on The Blast on this Sunday morning. Stevie B on the ones and twos. See, some things never change.
You need a Hello, I'm Thurman Metters with the Ministry Church of Christ Adult Chorus, and you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Yo, this is Teray Mack representing Mack Music in Jacksonville, Florida, and you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Good morning, everybody, on this Sunday morning. I want to give a shout-out to my dear friend, Sister Lucy, down there in Macon, Georgia. She just loved the blast on a Friday night, and I hope she's riding with me this Sunday morning. I didn't tell anybody I was doing this show this Sunday morning, so it might be a surprise to a lot of people. So, Sister Lucy, Stevie B, want to give you a shout-out, shout-out, shout-out on this Sunday morning.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Hey, Wayne, man, I'm starting to get in the groove this Sunday morning show. How about you, man? You think we can pull this off?
Yeah, we can make it work. We can make it work. Except for you keep saying tonight. It's this morning. So we gotta get that tonight out of you. See?
Did I say tonight?
You said it like 8 times.
I didn't say tonight.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, we go. I just got a message from the radio host Anthony Blunt down in 94.7 FM. He told me he could call me, so maybe we can pull this off to intertwine both of these shows. So that's what I'm trying to do this morning, so I won't have to leave my show when I do his show. So I think that'll work pretty good. So hopefully we can pull that off. So that's what's happening at 8 o'clock. So we got another 30 minutes, and we're gonna see how this works out for us. All right, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Wingman, we're gonna make this happen this morning. Let's have some fun on the show this morning. We on Sunday morning,
boom,
ladies and gentlemen. This is the first time me and my Wingman, Edward Bishop, have ever done the blast on a Sunday morning. This is a special edition show this morning, so we're gonna really enjoy what we're hearing on the blast. All right, Wayne, man, thanks for riding with me this Sunday morning. Sunday morning, I gotta get used to saying that. Sunday morning, so never know. Hey, Wayne, man, you think we should do a Sunday morning show? What do you think about that? You think you got the stamina for that?
Every week,
huh?
We can make it work.
You think we can make it work?
We can make it work. We can try. We can try.
Well, we'll talk about it. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Coming up next, what I got? I got a double play, my man Darryl Burnett out of Los Angeles, California. Now, Darryl has a new album out called Way to Go that we debuted on the broadcast. It's episode number 61. So check out that on-demand episode, ladies and gentlemen. Episode 61, Darryl has a real nice album. I think you really enjoy what you're hearing from Darryl Burnett. And I did a recorded version of that album debut here on The Blast. That's episode number 8 of that recorded version. And you know, Darryl, he won for his song, Why. That's the number one song. I'm not playing Why, but that's that song, Why, won the 2018 The Camel Song of the Year. That's a great song Darryl has. But I want you to hear this other song that's on the album called Way to Go. This is the title track for Darryl's album. And that'll be followed by my man Jeremy Roberts out of Ayat, Virginia. This single, No Mistakes, from his 2014 album, I Forgive You. Enjoy my double play. You got Stevie B on a Sunday morning. See, I gotta keep saying that so I can get used to the idea of being on the air on a Sunday morning. Enjoy this double play, Darryl Burnett and Jeremy Roberts. You got Stevie B on the ones and twos.
Way to go, way to go. Way to go, way to go. I don't know, I don't know.
I don't know which way
to go, way to go. I don't know.
I have lost my way.
Way to go, way to go.
There's a way to seem and right and man, but in the end it leads to death. A sinful man gives thoughts to his ways, but a wise man gives thoughts to his death. I'm like a blind man, Lord, I cannot see. You are the light that leadeth me. I trust in you, you are the way. So life that leads to a friend of death.
Way to go, way to go. I don't know. help me to find my way. Straight and narrow way. It's like a ship without a sail. Lord, I'm lost and I need your help. I know, I know, I know you'll find me when I'm thinking beneath the bed. You'll reach down and pull me out with the loving touch of your hand. It's like being in a maze and you can't find your way. Going back and forth during the day. Then you'll see a light that shines through. And on the other side, I know it's you.
Way to go, way to go. I don't know, I don't know. Way to go, way to go.
Endurance you can withstand the test. Hey, what up, guys? This is Melody Bailey, and you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Hey, this is John Poo Malone, and you're listening to the Acapella Gospel Music Blast with Stevie B.
Good morning, everybody. It's a Sunday morning, and Stevie B and my wingman, Edward Bishop, he's riding down in the cargo hold here out of Niagara Falls, New York. How you doing, my brother? You still hanging in there with me? Thank you. Fell asleep on me, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, what we got going on this morning? I'm doing a Sunday morning show. This is the first time I've done a Sunday morning show. And the reason I'm doing it, I have an interview scheduled at 8 o'clock this morning. So in another 30 minutes with the radio station and WWBC 94.7 FM, 1510 AM with dear brother Anthony Blunt. So he's going to give me a call at 8 o'clock this morning, and we're going to do an interview with him. So I'm going to try to keep my show live as I'm doing my interview with him. This is the first time I've done a Sunday morning show. So that's what we got going on this morning. That's the only reason I'm on the air this morning. So it's good to be up this early on Sunday morning putting in this kind of work, because this is the first time I've done a radio show on a Sunday morning. Coming up next, we got Stevie B's Song of the Week. Now, what I did on this past Friday night, the group called By God Acapella Ensemble has just released their new single, Awesome God. So that was my Song of the Week for this past Friday night show. And this is the last day of March. So tomorrow will be the 1st of April, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to use that new single by Called By God Acapella Ensemble for my Song of the Week for this morning show as well. This is the first time I've done a morning show on Sunday morning, so things will feel a little awkward to me, but I want to keep saying Friday night, but it's not Friday night, it's Sunday morning. So that's what we got going on. My Song of the Week will be this new single by Called By God Acapella Ensemble, Awesome God. And this is from their new album that they just we're going to be debuting that new album on the broadcast on June the 21st. For His Purpose is the name of that album, and this is what this new single is coming from. Enjoy my Song of the Week on this Sunday morning. Gotta keep saying on this Sunday morning, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy my Song of the Week. You got Stevie B on the ones and twos on a Sunday morning.
You opened my eyes, made me to see every morning, brand new mercy, great God of Zion, mighty to say. And forever, Lord, you reign. I'll bless your name from deep within. Took away my sin. There's so much more I will give you praise. My heart.
That's the new single by Called by God Acapella Ensemble out of Nashville, Tennessee. Awesome, God. I just love that song. You've been listening to Stevie B's Song of the Week.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
This is Orlando Tisdale, a.k.a. Mookie, and you are listening to me on Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Hi, this is Jeremy Roberts, singer of No Mistakes and album I Forgive You, and you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Coming up next, we got Stevie B's Funny Bone, because laughter is good for the soul. Enjoy this comedian, Michael Jr.
You ever hear somebody tell you an amazing story about how they almost got killed? I know it sounds like it's a skirt in Ireland, but that's how black people say it. Killed, you know, man, if I would have turned this way, man, I would have got killed. But something told me to go the other way. I didn't want to be a Christian either for a long time because some Christians are creepy. There's some creepy Christians. It's creepy everything. It's creepy Muslims, but some Christians is creepy. You ever had somebody, they talk about God and their voice change all of a sudden? Like, yo, man, how you doing? Oh, I'm cool. Can I tell you about the Lord? What is wrong with your voice? What's wrong with your voice? Where somebody start praying in the middle of your conversation? You was just having a conversation. Yo, you see the game? That was a good game. Man, that game was good. God, we just thank you for being so holy, Lord. It's so awesome. I'm like, are we praying right now? You are creepy. Before I became a Christian, I would ask a girl out, and this one girl, I remember, she said to me, she said, I'm dating Jesus. I didn't know what that meant. Now I realize she was just saying she wanted to get closer to God before she started dating. Back then, I had no idea. I thought she was dating Jesus. A month later, she called me up and said, you still want to go out? I'm like, did you break up with Jesus? I'm like, I don't know for sure, but I think it was your fault. Whatever happened... It was your. Now you coming to me? You are confused. You better go back. I'm telling you, he forgives you for everything, and you get free wine. You better call him. You better go call him. Because what if I'm the jealous type, right? I walk in the room, she praying. I'm like, who you talking to? Because you got different types of Christians. This is what I found out. You got Christians who are cool. You can hang around with them. Iron sharpen iron relationships. Right? Then you got Christians who may have a little limp in their walk. They got the hat on, but the shoes don't match. Then you got Christians who, I'm just going to put this out there. You ever know somebody that was oversaved? Don't look at them. Don't look at them. You can't even have a regular conversation with him. He's like, hey, man, I'm thirsty. You thirsty? Thirsty for the Lord. Thirsty for the Lord. Hey, I lost my keys. Could you help me find my keys? You need the keys to the kingdom. I'm like, yeah, I didn't drive a kingdom. Yeah. I drove a Toyota. I know as soon as I said oversaved, some of y'all had somebody in mind. But if you didn't, somebody had you in mind. You can be oversaved. You ain't know it. Now I got to let you know that you're oversaved. A couple indicators to let you know you're oversaved. Just a couple indicators. If you don't mess around with computers because it got a cursor. I'm sorry. If you rebuke vacuum cleaners because it's a dirt devil. I got an aunt that's oversaved. She messes up television shows for us. We're watching Extreme Makeover Home Edition. At the beginning of the show, they always tell you the sad story about the people. My aunt going to start praying for them. Lord, help them get a new house, Lord. Just. They're going to get a new house. They're going to get a new house. She's like, yes, you got to believe. I'm like. You got to have cable is what you got to do.
Yes, you've been listening to Stevie B's Funny Bone, because laughter is good for the soul.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I got my wingman. He's riding in the cargo hold, and we dropping bombs on this Sunday morning. How you doing, wingman? You all right down there?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's drop this bomb. This will be the first bomb we dropped on Sunday morning. Let's see how what it feel like.
You crazy.
Let's drop this bomb. Let's wake him up out the bed this morning, because that bomb going to wake him up.
Say?
I said, let's wake him up out the bed this morning, man. Let's drop this bomb.
You know, it's too early. You know, look, are we over water?
So you don't even want to drop the bomb.
Boom, boom.
Say, it's too early. Boom, boom. Well, let's see what it sounds like. This is a Sunday morning bomb, ladies and gentlemen. I said, boom, boom. So how'd that feel to you?
It felt this way. It didn't feel natural.
Didn't feel natural on a Sunday morning dropping bombs. Well, that's what we got going
right
on, ladies and gentlemen. We're trying to make some adjustments here from a Friday night to a Sunday morning. I don't know how them bombs shook you up out the bed. Hopefully we shook you up out the bed this morning. I said boo boo.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Stevie B Gospel Blast. Stevie B
Hello, this is Mike Dow from Called by God Acapella Ensemble, all the way from Nashville, Tennessee. And you, yes you, can hear our singles Get Behind Me Satan and Brighter Day right here on Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
This your girl Toni Washington from Journey Acapella, and you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. All right, Edward, hey, brother, we might pull this thing off here, so let's see what's going to happen here in the next 10 minutes.
Yeah, we're going to make it work. We're going to make it do what it do.
Yeah, it's going to do what it do. All right, so that's what we got. Ladies and gentlemen, at 8 o'clock this morning, I have an interview scheduled with 97.7 FM, 1510 AM, Anthony Blunt out of Rockledge, Florida. So that's what we got going on. So I'm doing a Sunday morning show, and we're going to try to combine both our shows together. And let's see how that works on this Sunday morning. This is the first time me and my wingman been up doing a Sunday morning show, because we're used to doing this show on a Friday night. So it has a different mood for us and a different feel for us, but we're still playing some of the world's greatest acapella gospel music artists. So that's what we got going on the broadcast
mm-hmm.
this morning. All right, wait, man, we're gonna pull this off, man. We're gonna pull it off.
Yeah,
coming up next, we're gonna make it work. Coming up next, I got a double play coming your way, and this double play should take me on into my interview. So let's see how this goes. FGFCC, Future Grown Folk Presents, is All About You. I just love that song. That'll be followed by my man, Darrell Smith, out of Hallandale, Florida. This is his new single, Man's Gift. No, Darrell Smith used to be a member of the Four Christian Stars. So enjoy my double play to FGFCC and Darrell Smith. You got Stevie B on the ones and twos.
You, Lord.
It's all about you,
Lord.
nobody can do me like you.
You.
That's why I put my trust in you, Jesus.
You.
And it's all about
you, Lord.
Nobody but you.
You yourself used to be in darkness, but since you have become the Lord's people, you are in the light. So you must live like people who belong to the light. For it is the light that brings a rich harvest to every kind of goodness, righteousness, and truth. So young people, try to learn what pleases the Lord. In verse 14, that is why it is said, wake up, or sleep. Wake up. Now, Lord, we know that it ain't nobody but you.
You.
Said you're always there on time to see us through.
You, Lord.
That's why right now, forever and always,
you.
Gonna lift our hands up high and give you praise.
You, Lord, not me.
Said I know that it's all about
you. Lord, not me.
Young people everywhere need to wake up and give God the glory.
Thank you. is Dodge Burnett coming from Charlotte, North Carolina, representing Testament, and you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Music Blast.
Hey, this is Amber Baldwin from Greensboro, North Carolina, representing Testament Acapella, and you're listening to Stevie
As well as W264AS 100.7 FM, Melbourne, home base, and WWBC 1510 AM, Coco, Eric Island. Thank you so much for rolling with yours truly, Brother B, this morning on the Gospel Train. It's the top of the hour, and we got a special guest this morning that we're going to be bringing to you all the way from Carolina, and that is none other than my brother in Christ and my friend, Stevie B. Good morning to you, Stevie. How you feeling, man?
Good morning, Anthony. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing awesome, man.
I'm feeling just fine.
Hey, we appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'm putting in work this morning. I'm doing something I don't normally do on a Sunday morning.
Man, you always putting in work, though, man.
Hey, but I'm loving it,
though. They say Tom Joyner, the hardest working man in radio, man. But I think he just got one program that go out on a whole bunch of different radio stations. You got a whole bunch of radio programs that go out on different stations, man. How many different programs you doing?
Well, during the course of the week, I'm doing three shows, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. But my Tuesday and Thursday shows are preaching, teaching shows.
Okay.
And the Tuesday night show, I have guest speakers from our Brotherhood of the Churches of Christ every Tuesday night on the show.
Okay.
And my Thursday show, I have the Gospel Light Radio show that I'm doing, and I have eight co-hosts on that show. And those brothers are putting in work, man. They're all over the United States, and each week I have two of my co-hosts on the air with me. And they're doing a great job, phenomenal job, man. And then, of course, on Friday night, I do the blast where I play acapella gospel music. So
okay,
what I'm
so
doing
Tuesday,
this
Thursday
morning,
and Friday.
Yeah, Thursday. Now, Tuesday is the What a Word from the Lord radio show. That's why I have the special guest speakers. And that's the show I want to bring you on, Anthony, because I have a community corner on that show.
Okay.
And that's the show I wanted you to do. So you could come on the show, come on the air and just tell us about your radio show.
Oh, man, well, we game, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So that's what we got going on, the Tuesday and Thursday with preaching and teaching the Word of God. And also on that Thursday show, I have a platform on social media, Facebook, called Shout It Out. And people from all over the world are sending in Bible questions to that platform. And that's actually how I got into radio, by that platform on social media. That Shout It Out
so
platform.
How long have you been doing the Shout It Out program?
I started that platform about 5 years ago.
Okay. Man.
On social media.
And then how long have you been doing the Gospel Blast then on Fridays?
Well, I started that show in 2016. Because I had another radio show once. I put a filler out on social media because of that Shout It Out platform, and I just asked the question. I've always wanted to do radio, and I asked the question on social media, hey, I'm thinking about doing a radio show. What do you all think about it? You know? So I got some good feedback from that request, and I started the show Five Guys in the Bible Radio Show, and that's what started that thing. Five Guys in the Bible.
You got
radio.
To give the people what they want, man. You got to give the people what they want.
Hey, no doubt. No doubt. And it's been very positive, man. We've been getting a lot of support, man. It's just been awesome. I've just been having a great time, man.
And you've interviewed a lot of artists, man. A lot of artists that I hope that we can get here on the Gospel Train. But I know you recently interviewed Testament, who we recently had on the program as well. And Shane O, who just had a new single released. Man, we're going to have to do a little bit more networking, man. We're going to need your help to get some of them guys on our program, too, man.
I know that's right. I got you. Hey, I got you, brother. I got you, man. Hey, did you hear that bomb that Testament dropped on my radio show a couple of weeks ago?
I was listening in, and I was on the road listening in. I did not hear a bomb drop. What was that?
That new single that they have, I Love You Forever.
Oh yeah, man. We had them on here, played that on here. Awesome single, man. Awesome young group as well, man. Very active, and really into ministry, man. Actually, you know, we're gonna play that song here. We're gonna play it next when we wrap up your segment. How about that?
Yeah, but did you hear the bomb that they dropped though?
No.
Now what the bomb was, and this is what they told me on the interview that I did with them.
Mm-hmm.
They recorded that single over the telephone.
Stop playing, man.
You know, it's five members of that group, and they're spread throughout the East Coast, right?
Yeah, yes.
And they recorded that song on their telephone.
Man, that's crazy, man. That younger generation, man, they are talented.
Yeah.
They are talented, and they can do stuff like that, man. Me and you can't do nothing like that.
My point to them was, you got artists flying all over the country to these studios recording these tracks, and these millennials are doing it through telephone apps, over the telephone. You know?
It's crazy, man. They putting in work, man. They putting in work, and hopefully we'll hear some more new stuff and good stuff coming from them. For the listeners listening in to the Gospel Train, man, if they wanted to catch a program on Tuesday and Thursday and then the Gospel Blast on Friday, how can they tune into those programs?
Now, they can either call the live show at 713-955-0508, or they can click on the link, blogtalkradio.com/GospelLightRadio Show. And if you're on social media, every week before I go on the air, I do these promo videos to point people to the live shows. And if you just go to my Facebook page, Stevie R. Butler, and you'll see all these promo videos I'll be doing. Just click on that link for Blog Talk Radio, and that'll bring you to my live shows.
Okay. So for all of y'all listening in, that's how you catch Stevie B. Want to encourage you to support him, listen into those programs, man. The brother is, like I said earlier, very hardworking, man. A lot of good stuff going on this program, a lot of good information being shared, a lot of great artists being featured. And so I want to encourage you all to make sure you tune in. I'm going to play this next song for Stevie, man, and I believe that this song is pretty fitting for a brother like you, man. And this is from one of my favorite groups, Committed. And the title of the song is I'll Go. And so I want to thank you all for continuing to support us and listen in and roll with us on the Gospel Train. Stevie B, thank you for coming on, man. We appreciate you. And again, want to encourage you all to make sure you check out his program. Thank you for rolling with us on the Gospel Train.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, bro.
Yes,
thank
sir,
you,
man.
I appreciate you coming on. Hopefully, we could get some folks tuning in and listening in to your program. And whenever you're ready for me to come on, man, just let me know.
Okay, man, we'll do that. I'll get back with you as far as the scheduling goes, and we'll get you on the community corner, man.
Okay. Looking forward to it.
Hold on. Hey, don't hang up yet. Hold on. Let me go ahead, because I'm doing my live show now. Ladies and gentlemen,
okay.
I got my dear brother Anthony Blunt on the line with me, and we just did an interview on his show, 94.7 FM, 1510 AM out of Rockledge, Florida, and we were on the Gospel Train this morning. So Anthony, now you're live on my show.
That's all right, man. See how that technology works?
Yeah, man, it's crazy. It is crazy, but we're having a great time. This is the first time I've ever done a Sunday morning show.
Really?
Yeah, I've never done a Sunday morning show, so I got to get used to saying Sunday morning instead of Friday night.
And that's all we do here, man. Every Sunday morning, 7:30 to 8:30, all acapella gospel music. The brother's been doing this here for over 30 years. I just came in like the last 2 or 3 years. Helping out, but the church here, Fitz Boulevard Church of Christ, has been sponsoring this program for over 30 years, man.
Well, that's something, man. Well, now you're on the show now, brother, so you don't have to worry about the community corner since you've already given us the background for the radio station, because we live right now.
All right, man. That's all right. Well,
yeah,
it's a lot more backstory, man. Maybe we could drop some details then on the community corner. I'll keep all of the good stuff then for them. They got to tune back in to catch that.
Okay, well, that sounds good, too. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have Anthony back on the community corner on the Tuesday night show. I'll be announcing what that date will be where he comes on that particular show. Hey, brother, I appreciate you inviting me to be on your show this morning. It's been fun.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man. And I look forward to working with you more in the future.
All right, my brother. God bless you. Enjoy your Lord's Day.
Yes, sir. You too, bro. Talk to you later. Godspeed.
Godspeed, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, we just completed the interview with 94.7 FM, 1510 AM on the Gospel Train down at WWBC in Rockledge, Florida. That's what's up. That's what's up. Hey, Wingman, you still with me, my brother?
Nope, I left.
There you go. All right, brother, we're going to continue. Hey, we're going to continue on with the blast here. I'll go another 30 minutes or so, and we can bring this show to a close, okay?
No, you're going to have to do it by yourself because I got to go start getting ready.
Okay, well, I think I can drop these bombs without blowing myself up for the rest of the show.
Oh, no. Don't drop the bombs. I don't want the plane to blow up.
It's all good, man. It's all good. Thanks, brother, for riding with me on the blast this morning. It's been fun.
Boo boo.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yes, sir. Later.
All right. Talk to you later. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what we got going on this morning. I just finished the interview with 94.7 FM, 1510 AM in Rockledge, WWBC in Rockledge, Florida, with my dear brother, Anthony Blunt. I really enjoyed doing that. All right, now, what I'm going to do, let's continue on with the show. I'll go another 30 minutes because I got to get ready to go to services myself. So thank you all for riding with me on the blast this morning. I'm going to go a few more minutes, and we're going to close this show down, all right? Sounds like a plan. Enjoy. I'm going to hit you with my monthly triple spin featuring Erlander Mookie Tisdale. Now, this is the last day of March for my monthly triple spin. I think you really enjoy. These songs are coming from Erlander's 2015 album, I Gotta Find Jesus. So we're going to play the title track, I Gotta Find Jesus, followed by Impress the World. I just love that song. And Don't Wait Too Late. Enjoy my monthly triple spin featuring Erlander Mookie Tisdale out of Huntsville, Alabama. You got Stevie B on the ones and twos.
I gotta find Jesus. I might not make it this
If I don't do right in my life, God might take his hands off of me. I might fail in all the things I'm trying to do, so I've gotta do right. Find him. He's inside of me. I gotta let him out, y'all. Gotta show the world how to live, how to love, y'all. Well.
I gotta find Jesus.
I
might not make it this time.
Gotta show his love.
I might not make it.
If I don't, that's why I'm gonna change and do it right this time, this time.
Now he's hanging out on that party life, doing the things they like. No more trying to live for Christ, you live for them. Now you're feeling guilty. See, when you were living for God, everything was good. Oh, but I know you know you made a mistake. You tried to impress the world.
Impress the world.
Impress the world. Staying in those books and reading your Bible, you're a Christian idol. Then you hung out with the wrong people, they turned your mind astray. Had you living in sin every day. Now you're hanging out all night, doing the things they like. No more trying to live for Christ, you live for them. Now you're feeling guilty. See, when you were living for God, everything was good. Oh, but I know, you made a mistake. You tried to impress the world.
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 Oh, you impress the world.
Impress the world.
Yeah, you impress the world.
Impress the world.
Oh, you impress the world.
Try to find joy.
Oh, joy, joy, joy.
Impress the boy.
Oh, you impress the boy.
Impress the world.
Well, impress the world.
Impress the world.
Oh, you impress the world.
Keep living for God.
Don't let them control your soul by going down that back road. Keep living for God. You can't let them shake your faith. You gotta keep going straight. Keep living for God.
Check it back up.
Don't let them control your soul by going down that back road. Keep living for God.
Yeah.
Don't try to
impress the world.
Don't try to
impress the world.
Don't you
impress the world. They'll turn you astray. Have you lived living in sin? Have you going on now?
People nowadays running around, living like the world, putting God on the back burner, not caring for God's honor. It makes me so sad seeing these young people so blind, with all this money causing fornication on their minds. Oh Lord, what must I do to try to get through to these sinful minds? I've tried to get them to change. Some are saved, but I've strayed away, Lord. I don't want them to see that fiery grace.
Don't blame.
This life can make you lose your purpose. Just don't forget the devil's coming after every person. The Lord is coming back. You don't want to be in the wrong. The way you live your life will determine where you will be long. So don't get caught up in material things like silver and gold. These things are nice, but they will never come back to your soul. Stay strong, don't give up, keep holding on, cause this way of life, my God, don't condone. This ain't a game, so don't play with it. It's fast living, just ain't gonna get it. No.
Don't play with it.
Don't wait too late.
Don't God's word, why can't I know? Because Jesus
Jesus is coming back soon.
Hey, hey, oh yeah.
The devil's not your friend. He's trying to do you in. You better get it right. He might just come tonight. Don't put off the sun. Tomorrow may never come. Jesus is your friend. He wants to bring you in. So look deep inside. Let go of your pride. We'll make it to heaven together. Live in glory forever. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for me to bring this big iron bird on down to the ground. Gotta bring it on down. Gotta bring it on down. It's time for me to get off the air, ladies and gentlemen. I really enjoyed spending this time with you on this Sunday morning. It's the first time I ever did a Sunday morning broadcast. I want to thank my wingman, Edward Bishop, from Niagara Falls, New York. He was dropping the bombs with me on the blast this morning. Certainly appreciate him. I want to thank all of our listeners who had the opportunity to tune into this show this morning. I want to thank my dear brother Anthony Blunt out of Rockledge, Florida, radio station 94.7 FM 1510 AM. Really enjoyed being with him on his show this morning. So we combined the shows together this morning. I think that worked out pretty good. So hope you enjoyed what you heard this morning. But I want to thank most of all the God of Heaven for allowing me the privilege. And it has indeed been a privilege to spend this time with you on this Sunday morning. Never did a Sunday morning before. Might try to do this some other time, though. But I think I better stick with Friday night. But it's all good. But I want to thank the God of Heaven through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for allowing me the privilege to spend this time with you on this Sunday morning. So until we meet again, may God continue to bless your lives and may bless you real, real good. You've been listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast. I'm having some technical difficulty with my studio this morning, but that's all good. I'm going to take you on off the show with Vonda Wild out of Greenville, Georgia, her single, So Glad You Blessed Me. Good morning to you, and hope you have a great Lord's Day. This is Stevie B, and I'm out.
Every day I thank you, God, lifting up your holy name, singing praises every day. Lord, you've been so good to me. You opened doors I couldn't reach. You're brightening up my darkest night. Turned my darkness into light. No, you didn't have to. No, 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 you didn't have to. That's why I've got to say. Why I've got to praise your name, your name, your name, oh Lord, thank you Jesus. Lord, who am I to know your way, and who am I to stand here safe, when there are others who don't know God from whom all their blessings flow. And when I think of all the wrong I've done, you sent your only son. Lord, I'm so undeserving of your grace. Oh, but you gave it anyway. No, you didn't have to. No, 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 no. And I'm so glad you saved my soul, Lord. Oh, I want to thank you. No, you didn't
going on. When I think about the fact that I could be out there lost and dying in my sins,
but your grace and your mercy
came along and took me on in. Thank you, Lord. Hey, 'cause I've been traveling down that road so long. Your grace.
Oh, and I'm so glad you changed me, Lord. Before it was too late.
I'm so glad you
saved me, Lord.
I have one thing I'd like to say. I just wanna say thank you.
Oh,
Blog Talk Radio.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Presents Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast, playing your favorite acapella gospel songs from some of the world's greatest acapella artists. So sit back, relax, and listen to the sweet sounds of voices. Call in live to telephone 713-955-0508 or send us an email to srbutler1009@yahoo.com. So who's riding with Stevie B on the blast tonight? You're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel.